A well-known American turns 87 years old today.
I'm George Takei, an actor.
And for his birthday, that actor George Takei, best known as Lieutenant Sulu from the original Star Trek, is reflecting on his childhood.
I was 4 years old when President Franklin D. Roosevelt signed Executive Order 9066, which ordered all Japanese Americans on the West Coast, approximately 125,000 of us, to be summarily rounded up with no charge, no trial, no due process, simply because we look like the people that bombed Pearl Harbor.
George Takei has written about this time in his life before, once in an autobiography, then in a graphic memoir, and now in his new children's book, My Lost Freedom. It's about the years that he and his mother, father, brother, and baby sister spent being confined by their own government, an incarceration camp in Roer, Arkansas, and later another in Northern California. But at the very start, they were taken from their homes and driven to the Santa Anita racetrack.
And forced to live in horse stalls for a duration of the time that it took the government to build the barbed wire prison camps. The horse stalls were pungent, overwhelming with the stench of horse manure. The air was full of flies buzzing. My mother, I remember, kept mumbling, "So humiliating, so humiliating." And Michelle's drawing really captured the degradation our family was reduced to.
Michelle is Michelle Lee. She illustrated My Lost Freedom. And for our series Picture This, George Takei and Michelle Lee sat down together for an interview at our studios in Los Angeles.
Michelle is, first of all, a wonderful artist, but an equally detailed visual storyteller. My story is a written story, and Michelle's work brings it vividly and poignantly to life.
I painted this book in traditional media, so I use predominantly watercolor, gouache, colored pencil, and I did do a little bit of digital work afterwards. In looking for reference images for how I wanted to paint this book, I looked for primary sources that showed what life was like, because I feel like that humanizes it a lot more. So that kind of led me down this research rabbit hole where I was looking for color photographs, and I found a bunch by this one photographer named Bill Monbo, and he had smuggled his camera into his camp. And while I was painting the book, I tried as much to depict George and his family just going about their lives under these really difficult circumstances. And I think one of the most interesting things was just how clear your memory was.
Well, I'm telling it from the perspective of a senior citizen, so it's going way back in my memory, and I really had to wring my brains to try to remember some of the details, which Michelle, with her research, brought to life in the drawings.
George is a board member at the Japanese American National Museum.
And the former chairman of the board.
Former chairman of the board. And so when we launched this project, he invited me to visit the museum with him. So we had lunch in Little Tokyo and got to know each other a little bit, and then went to the museum and met up with the education director there, Lynn Yamasaki, and walked around, looked at the exhibits, and that was kind of an intro to the research.
When the project began, we talked and I shared a lot of our family photos with her. But once she was introduced to the Japanese American National Museum, she went to the source. The arrangements of the tar paper barrack was her research into how they were arranged and what they looked like.
The barracks, that was like a really interesting thing, because I went and looked up in the National Archives or something, the government plans for the barracks, and like they were there with all of the dimensions. And the ones I found were actually for Jerome Camp. I actually printed the floor plan out and then built up a little model just to see what this space was actually like. And of course, it's tiny. I think it just emphasized how small of a space this is that whole families were crammed into. It was sort of a learning experience for me just to look at the research and be as accurate to the like historical record as possible, but also just keeping in mind that we only have what we have. There's a lot that has been lost. I didn't actually come across like too many photos of the interiors of the barracks. Like the ones that I did come across, they were very staged. Like I only found the ones that were issued by the government, taken in 1944 or whatever.
You humanized your research. The units in the barracks were very raw. It was just tar paper, the boards that served as a structure, and the floor. And you took your research of that raw thing and drew what my mother did with that raw space. She gathered rags and tore them up into strips and braided them into rugs so that we would be stepping on something warm. And you drew the home that my mother made out of that raw space. That was wonderful.
So many of your memories are of just like how perceptive you are to things that are going on around you. So like noticing your mom's bloodshot eyes, like that she had been crying, when your parents are tense, how tuned in you were to what was going on around you, but also still approaching things from a child's perspective.
One of my favorite drawings from the book is my brother and I are playing. The camp was divided into blocks, and the block had culverts filled with water and funny black fishies swimming around. And that scene that Michelle drew, the whole picture is framed by large, dark swamp trees rising up out of the muck of the swamp. But past that, you see the barbed wire fence. And past that, you see sunlit camps with two boys playing right by the culvert.
That's like a great example of George and his brother. They're just two children among many children who were imprisoned at these camps. And to them, perhaps like aspects of being there were just fun, you know. So they found the little black fishies, which were tadpoles, and that was really delightful for them. So I wanted to depict this like childlike wonder, but still in a foreboding atmosphere. Throughout the book, you see the ever-present barbed wire fence or the guard towers. There's a lot of sort of like fencing. That was kind of a motif that I was using throughout the book, is a lot of like vertical and horizontal patterns to emphasize just how overbearing it was to be locked away, basically.
That's really the artistry of it, to tell a story with one picture, and we can read in so much content, certainly from the larger span of the book's storytelling, but there's so much that you tell in that one picture. That's the art.
Internment was a moment in history, but these like themes of displacement and uprooting of communities from one place to another, these are just sort of like things that are constantly happening because of war and because of political decisions. And for whatever reason, those themes aren't uncommon. They're universal.
That chapter of American history is an important chapter. And this story that happened over 80 years ago is relevant to our times today. And people need to know the lessons and learn that lesson and apply it to our times today. And we hope a lot of people get the book and read it to their children or read it to other children and act on it. That's the other part. We've done our job, and now the reader have their job. They're citizens, which comes with a responsibility.
That was author and actor George Takei and illustrator Michelle Lee talking about their new children's book, My Lost Freedom. Our series Picture This is produced by Samantha Balaban.